when you invest time into something, look at it as, where can I invest time into something that will expand my time later? Good time invested is something that gives you a return on your time. Hey everyone, welcome back to the show. It's time for another quickie because there's always time to fit in inspiration. I have been just listening to so many podcasts lately and reading books and listening to audiobooks. And sometimes I'm on an elimination diet, but right now where we are at our lake house, we have this loop that we walk or run. And we typically do it twice a day, once in the morning, and then once to like bookend our evenings. And I have to tell you, once you're on this loop, you can't get off because all it is like massive farmland in between, and it's a giant square. The giant square is 4.5 miles. So we typically walk 3 miles where we have always lived, and then 3 miles in the morning and 3 miles in the evening. And on our usual walks, there's ways to like cut that short. But this one, there's no ways to cut it short. Once you're on it, you're either kind of like thinking about turning back halfway through, which is still the same amount of miles. The reason I tell you this is because it's been allowing me to listen to a lot of books and podcasts. And I have been just really gravitating towards more looking at the big picture of life lately. And number one, I have to tell you, I just started Green Lights by Matthew McConaughey. Oh my God, probably one of the best audiobooks I've ever listened to in my life. It's a poetic story all the way through, hilarious and just so moving. And I think out of anything, I'm such an observer. So I really love to listen to the way people write and why we feel the way we feel when we listen. Because if you guys don't know, I do have another book that I want to start working on, but as books go, they take about 18 months to get out in the world. So I have not sold this book yet. So I'm in the process of thinking about the book and writing a proposal, which that is typically the longest part of getting a book together is writing the proposal. It can take like 3 months. And it's like a 50-page marketing plan for your book that you go and sell to people. So I'm in the process of that right now with a team. I'm not doing that by myself. I did that once. Took me too long, it was too challenging, ended up paying someone for at the very tail end. And now I learned my lesson to just do it in the beginning and get that done and not spend all that time. So with that said, it brings me to what I'm talking about. And yesterday I was listening to a podcast with Rory Vaden and Ed Milet. And Ed is incredible. He was on my podcast. I was on his years ago, and he just came into my life at the coolest time. I was speaking at a conference called 10X, which is Grant Cardone's conference, and it was 10,000 people. I'd never spoken at a conference like that. I'd never spoken at an event that was mostly male-dominated. I'd probably say 80 to 90% men, which is amazing. I've just always spoken more at female-focused events. So I was I tell you that because I felt very out of my element. I felt like a fish out of water. I couldn't get grounded. I felt like my head was spinning. I thought I was going to be absolutely terrible. I was like so not grounded. And to be honest with you, full on freak out panic. And I met Ed the day before I went on to speak, and we had a podcast planned up in his suite, and he had it all set up with his team. And Chris and I went up there to do the podcast. And I have to tell you that we ended up having just the most beautiful conversation. He grounded me so much, made me feel so confident. And the next day, he was just there to support me when I went on stage and when I got off stage. And I can tell you that that made all the difference for me. Sometimes one person can just make all the difference. And then Rory has just been such a light in Chris and I's life. Him and his wife, AJ, they have a company called Brand Builders. And they have just been the most giving connectors. Maybe like some of the most giving people in our life. So generous with their community. Always checking in on us, like those people that you're like, are you for real? And years go by, and sure enough, that's just who they are. So I was listening to a podcast between the two. You can imagine the fire that was between these two epic humans. Go listen to it. It's on Ed's podcast, the Ed Milet Show. They were talking about time. And Rory really is just a master of scheduling and time and talking about procrastination. He has a book called Procrastinate on Purpose. And they brought up the point about investing time versus spending time. And as basic as this sounds, sometimes the most basic things are the things that blow your mind the most and make the biggest changes. Isn't that the truth? Like, the most basic things done consistently are the things that'll change your life the most. And thinking of everything from investing versus spending. When you invest time into something, look at it as, where can I invest time into something that will expand my time later? So for me, there's basic things, right? Like, I thought of right away, I was like, oh my gosh, when I started becoming an entrepreneur and I decided to invest my time in finding someone to be a housekeeper for me and spend that time to find a really good one, because it expands my time later, right? It gives me back hours and hours out of the day, if not 1 or 2 days out of the week, to invest this time into finding this person, to invest my time into figuring out systems in order to expand my time later. So I want you to look at your day right now, and we're going to just talk about tactical things, right? Like, look at your day. Where are you spending the most time that if you just invested time into figuring something out, systems, a person who could help you, SOPs for your business, like, where could you invest time that gives you a return? So good time invested is something that gives you a return on your time. Now, let's look at this with time spent. So sometimes we spend time on something, right? Like, maybe you're spending time on a website that you don't know how to do it. You're never going to do it again. And it's spending so much time, and you're not necessarily going to get a big return as the time spent on that particular thing. You know, and I want to switch gears right now and think of this in terms of relationships. This is really going to blow your mind, because it was just like, oh my God, it puts it so in perspective who we should be spending our time with. So when I think about people that I've spent time with, I'm just going to be honest, because you've done it too. I've gone to dinner and been like, well, I'm never going to get that time back. That was time spent. I'm not going to get a return on that investment. That was just money lost. That was time lost. Meaning, like, if we're looking at it like that, right? You're like, well, that's never happening again. I don't feel like that was worth anything. In fact, that was like spending money on something that did not return, right? That was just junk. That was just going to not give me any good feelings later. So with that said, where are you spending your time that you're not getting a return, that it's not an actual investment? And sometimes, you know, looking at this as, we can't measure it, but what we can say is, that's a relationship that I want the rest of my life. So no matter what time I spend here, no matter what time I invest here, it's worth it to me, because this person means something to me. This person is valuable to me. I want this person to know that they're valuable to me. So I'm going to be as present as I can with this time spent, right? So really looking at, where do you want to invest your time and with whom? It doesn't always have to give you a tangible return. It can just be, wow, this person means a lot to me and I want them to know what they mean to me. And to me, that's good time spent. That was an investment. Or, you know, this relationship to me, this person is so valuable in this way. They always show up for me in this way. So anytime I spend with them, that feels like an equal energy exchange, or I want to give them that time. Or, wow, this person's so valuable with their business mindset and their wisdom. Or, wow, this is a person that I know that will always be there for me in sickness, in health, in whatever that looks like, right? So where are you spending versus investing in a relationship? And also going through your schedule for the day and saying, wow, this is time that I'm going to be doing this thing over and over and over again. Where could I turn this into a system, or where could I hire someone, or where could I invest in time in the beginning in order to get that time back later, like expand that time? Because the most successful people look at things in terms of, where can I actually make my life better as well? It's not just about streamlining your schedule, but it's about the long term and making your life better, right? Like, for us, this lake house that we're in right now, this was a true investment because for us, it wasn't just like a property. It was a property that's going to give back to us tenfold because we get to invite the people that we love the most here and also want to get to know better and give them this incredible experience. So in return, we want to spend time with them. We want to get to know them. The wisdom that they have in their lives really means something to us. And the time spent together in this relationship that we want to build, we can see it being something that is really valuable in our lives. So we want to give something of value. So for us to create the income and the means and the investment on this home just looked like returns for us for years and years and years and years, being able to create these really rich experiences for people that we want relationships with or people that we have relationships with that we wanted to give back to and give this experience of being in nature, letting nature just hold them, being able to teach them something if they don't know how to wakeboard or wake surf or be on the boat, or maybe in their life they just need that time out in nature and need that time to unplug and have beautiful conversations over coffee and laugh and drink wine and do all the things, right? So that is an investment for us that will pay us dividends in other ways that you cannot measure, in other ways that you can't measure. So really thinking of it in terms of that. Where are you investing? What do you want to invest in? And where are you just spending that time? So you guys, I don't know if you know this, but I have been doing a daily text, like Monday through Friday. I have been sending out manifestation mantras, questions to really ponder every single day that just make you really think, like, you know, where are you spending time versus investing time? Things like that, that I just want you to take a second, get intentional so that you are on the right path and setting up the life that you want. So if you guys want to be a part of my daily text list, all you have to do is text the word daily to 310-496-8363. That's the word daily to 310-496-8363. I would love to communicate with you in that way. It's so much fun to see your responses and be able to chat with you. I can't respond to everyone every day. This community is growing so insanely fast, but I try to respond to at least 10 or 20 of you every single day on your responses. So you guys, I'm sending you so much love. I hope that you join that list. And until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone.